From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia trade surplus misses forecast on palm oil export ban. Five floor regional offices to hold apostille issuance service trial. I'm Rahmawati. Now the news in detail. Indonesia's trade surplus narrowed more than expected in May, as exports grew more slowly than predicted due to the country's ban on palm oil shipments. Data from the Statistics Bureau showed on Wednesday. The resource-rich country has been enjoying an export boom since last year on the back of a surge in commodity prices. The Indonesian Law and Human Rights Ministry has planned to conduct pilot projects for the Apostille Certificate Issuance Service at five provincial regional offices of the ministry. However, while launching the Certificate Issuance Service on Tuesday, Law and Human Rights Minister Yasona Lauli stated his side had not been able to announce which regional offices were designated to conduct the pilot projects. The last news comes from Directorate General of Civil Aviation at the Indonesian Transportation Ministry that officiated the utilization of the drone remote pilot certificate and drone operation approval registration system application and the Indonesian aircraft registration system application. Acting Director General of Civil Aviation at the Ministry, Nur Isnin Istiartono, noted in a statement as quoted on Wednesday, through the application, operating approval can be given through an integrated one-stop service, thereby increasing the efficiency of the process and enabling real-time monitoring in line with the increasing utilization of drones in Indonesia. Now we move to the international news. Germany, Denmark, Slovenia, and seven other European Union countries on Wednesday warned of attempts to weaken the bloc's climate change policies, which they said are pushing negotiators towards deals that could thwart the region's green goals. In a joint statement, the countries said such efforts were happening both among European Union states and the European Parliament, without naming specific countries or lawmakers. Next, we have Credit Suisse that has announced a reshuffle of its top Asian investment banking team following the promotion of Edwin Low to regional chief executive. A memo seen by Reuters showed Zed Hung will become the vice chairman of Asia-Pacific Investment Banking and Capital Market. In April, Credit Suisse said Lo would replace veteran banker Helman Sitohang as the APAC chief executive. Australia wants broad and deep cooperation with Japan as the two United States allies face complex security circumstances in Asia as a result of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, rising inflation and COVID-19 disruption, its defense minister said on Wednesday. The minister, Richard Marles, told a media conference with his Japanese counterpart, Nobuo Kishi, after talks in Tokyo, that Australia and Japan would use a reciprocal access agreement signed in January to engage in deeper and more sophisticated cooperation. The last news comes from Switzerland closed its airspace on Wednesday after a computer glitch with the air traffic control system grounded flights, officials said. It did not give any details about the computer crash, but said it regrets the incident and its consequences for the clients, partners, and passengers of Geneva and Zurich airports, and is working flat out to find a solution. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Mayor of Surakarta exhibits micro, small, and medium enterprises or MSMEs products in Paris. Mayor of Surakarta Gibran Raka Buming Raka purchased a number of solo micro, small, and medium enterprises or MSMEs products at the Java in Paris exhibition in Paris, France. The exhibition was held in collaboration with the Indonesian Embassy in Paris from June 8 until 17, 2022. In his speech at the opening of the exhibition, the mayor of Surakarta hoped that the community would love batik traditional clothes and make it a part of world fashion. Besides, Gibran also revealed that this exhibition is a momentum for the rise of MSMEs in Solo, Central Java, which was impacted previously by the COVID-19 pandemic. After the speech,
The event was continued with the beating of the gong by Gibran and continued with a cultural performance which began with the appearance of singer Anggun C. Sasmi. Moreover, tens of dancers from Solo City and gamelan players accompanied the dances. The art performances shown included the new work of Srimpen Gangsal Dance, new dance works and Gunungan Wayang, highlights of the puppet people, flower war, and combined with the Balinese dance Balai Ganjur. Mayor of Gibran also met with March Anthony Jamet, Secretary General LVMH Company, which houses premium products brands such as Louis Vuitton, Dior, Fendi, and Bulgari. On that occasion, Gibran Raka introduced Solo Batik to a well-known brand from France, Louis Vuitton. Besides bringing the original Solo products, the mayor of Surakarta also brought several excellent products from a number of regions in Indonesia, including products from Bandung, Yogyakarta, and Bali. Besides batik, Gibran also brought handicrafts, rattan and leather crafts, and other knick-knacks. In his statement, Gibran further said so far the response of Parisians, both Indonesian citizens and local people and tourists from various countries who are traveling in Paris has been very good for the promotion of Indonesian products. Well, listener, that's Diplomatic Corner, read by Ahmad Faisal.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on June 15, 1944, the Battle of Saipan began. The Battle of Saipan was a battle during the Second World War that took place on the island of Saipan, which is part of the Mariana Archipelago. This battle took place between the United States and Japan from June 15 to July 9, 1944. The United States Army was able to subdue the Japanese troops commanded by Yoshitsugu Saito. Moving on to the events of June 15, 2001, when the Shanghai Cooperation Organization was declared. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization, or SCO, is an international organization in the Asian region with the members consisting of the People's Republic of China, Russia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. All other countries were previously members of the Shanghai Five, which was founded in 1996, except Uzbekistan. The SCO was declared on June 15, 2001, after Uzbekistan joined. This organization aims to strengthen cooperation between the countries in the fields of borders, economy, and culture. We end Today in History with the event on June 15 about the commemoration of the ASEAN Dengue Day. June 15 is celebrated as ASEAN Dengue Day. Dengue fever is a disease caused by the dengue virus transmitted to humans through the bite of the Aedes aegypti and Aedes albopictus mosquitoes. ASEAN Dengue Day was initiated at the 19th summit in Hanoi, Vietnam on October 13, 2010. Indonesia became the pioneer of the commemoration of the day on June 15, 2011. At that time, the Jakarta Declaration Against Dengue Fever was agreed by 10 ASEAN countries to strengthen cooperation in efforts to control dengue fever. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
ワカウンティカルバイルス COVID-19 ミンヒラリルティダイルアクニアビシャクリンサヒコナイヤハミコムワコナウコムヤハミニ。
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Terima kasih.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Deputy Minister of Finance Suhasil Nazara ensured the national economic and financial stability would be maintained amid the transition from the London Interbank Offered Rate or LIBOR as the benchmark. The affirmation was conveyed by Suhasil Nazara during the G20 side event International Best Practices and Lesson Learned on LIBOR, as quoted from Antara in Jakarta Monday. LIBOR is a benchmark interest rate for global interbank for mutual lending in international interbank market for short-term loan. The need for common interest rate in all financial institutions became important because the market for interest rate-based products began to develop in the 1980s. However, according to the Federal Reserve and regulators in the UK, LIBOR will be stopped gradually starting on June 30, 2023, then replaced by Secured Overnight Financing Rate, or SOFR. According to Suhasil Nazara, the financial sector must understand this transition and prepare to maintain the stability. The Indonesian government will ensure the domestic national financial sector will be ready in facing the LIBOR replacement so that the sector stays stable. A concern of the Indonesian government is the impact of the LIBOR replacement as the benchmark interest rate for Indonesian securities and debt securities. According to Suhasil, the Indonesian government must ensure that the impact is controllable, briefly efficient, and will not cause unnecessary financial instability for the economy. To prepare for the LIBOR transition, which began on January 1, 2022, Bank Indonesia, Financial Services Authority, Finance Ministry, and Indonesian Foreign Exchange Market Committee had formed the National Working Group on Benchmark Reform. The working group had released the LIBOR Transition Guide for Indonesian market players in December 2021. The guidance provides information about the background of LIBOR discontinuity, LIBOR publication termination timeline, LIBOR transition implication, as well as preparation guidance and recommendation for LIBOR transition as a reference for the market players.
Tatapanku terpaku padamu, tersipu malu, tak berani untuk menyapamu, takut tahu kau mengarah padaku. Dan kau katakan padaku, kau merasa kan adanya sesuatu. Dan bolehkah ku inginku untuk mengenalmu, ku tersenyum mengiyakan maumu. Dan kau meminta tanganku. Sejak saat itu kau dan aku sama. Semua terlihat lebih indah. Jangan pernah kau tinggalkan aku, kan aku tak mampu tanpamu. Oh, I don't want to. Kau membuatku seakan lupa waktu. Dan di saatku berdua hanya bersamamu, takkan mau melepasmu dariku. Dan kau selamanya denganku. Oh, sejak saat itu kau dan aku satu. tinggalkan aku. Karena ku tak mampu, tak mampu. Setiap saat kau di hadapanku, semua terlihat lebih indah. Jangan pernah kau tinggalkan aku. Karena ku tak mampu, tak mampu. Tinggalkan aku, karena ku tak mampu, tak mampu. Oh, I don't want to. Setiap saat kau di hadapanku, semua terlihat lebih indah. Jangan pernah kau tinggalkan aku, karena ku tak mampu, tak mampu.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragen van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listeners, the tourism village of Tinalah is rich in natural, educational, and cultural tourism potential. This tourism village is located in the Menora Hill area at an altitude of 117 meters above sea level with a daily temperature of 25 to 32 degrees Celsius. This tourism village, which is located in the area of the Tinalah River and Menara Mountains, has the concept of unifying nature and cultural values with the slogan Enchantments of Nature and Culture. The name of this tourism village is taken from the name of Tinalah River. Tinalah Tourism Village, also known as Dewi Tinalah, offers various tour packages including outbound, K, camping, trekking, and river tubing package. Tourists can explore the natural beauty by climbing Klecho Peak along the Tina Lah River and also Sriti Cave. For tourists who are interested in learning history in the Tina Lah Tourism Village, there is a museum where a lot of historical objects are stored. It is called the National Password Museum. This tourism village is located on Jalan Persandian, kilometer 5 in Purwoharjo Village, Samigaluh District, Kulon Progo Regency, Special Region of Yogyakarta. The tourism village of Tina Lah can be used as a place to relieve fatigue, restore your freshness and enthusiasm after a busy and tiring work activity. The fresh air makes tourists relax and healthy. The Tina Lah Tourism Village, which is managed by the local community, prepares various types of tour packages ranging from staying at Joglo Wiguna and Omahku, staying in nature, staying at Joglo's house, outbound camping area, Makrab Yogyakarta, Tina Lah tubing, family and community gatherings, Tina Lah trekking, going down the Tina Lah River, Joglo meeting room, live-in and nature tourism at Puncak Klecho. All of these packages certainly have a variety of Instagrammable photo spots. So, what are you waiting for? Come to Yogyakarta, especially the tourism village of Tina Lah. That's Indonesian wonder.
Meski dalam kelabu, namun ku lelah harus mencintaimu. Bila kau seorang bintang dalam hatiku, mengapa terang malam tanpa dirimu? Bukan cinta bila kita harus berpura-pura. Ini jelas bukan cinta. Tiada lagi kata buat apa mencinta tanpa ada rasa. Tiada lagi kata kita bisa menangis tanpa air mata. Lepaskan genggaman jari cinta yang padam. Sedih yang datang akan sirna perlahan. Biarkan hati pilih hari bahagia. Meskipun kini kita tak lagi kita, bukan cinta bila kita harus berpura-pura. Ini jelas bukan cinta. Tiada lagi kata buat apa mencinta tanpa ada rasa. Tiada lagi kata kita bisa menangis tanpa air mata. air mata. Lepaskan genggaman jari cinta yang padam. Sedih yang datang akan sinar perlahan.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about ordering food, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Jus Alpukat dan Air Putih. Jus Alpukat dan Air Putih, which means avocado juice and mineral water. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a restaurant chef. Dev tells about his order. Let's listen to the conversation.
Minumannya apa, Pak?
Saya ingin jus alpukat dan air putih.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Ingin, ingin, which means want. Jus alpukat, which means avocado juice. Air putih, which means mineral water. Saya ingin jus alpukat dan air putih. Saya ingin jus alpukat dan air putih, which means I want avocado juice and mineral water. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, saya ingin jus alpukat dan air putih. Saya ingin jus alpukat dan air putih, which means I want avocado juice and mineral water. In the sentence, there is a connecting word dan, which means and. It is used to connect detailed things. In the sentence, the connecting word dan, which means and, is used to connect two drinks that are ordered, namely jus alpukat dan air putih. Jus alpukat dan air putih, which means avocado juice and mineral water. The word dan is used between the two detailed things. For example, jus alpukat dan air putih. Jus alpukat dan air putih, which means avocado juice and mineral water. Besides connecting detailed things, the connecting word can be used to connect another thing such as nature and time. Let's listen to the other examples to connect nature and time. Jus alpukat ini kental dan manis. Jus alpukat ini kental dan manis, which means this avocado juice is thick and sweet. Saya minum kopi setiap pagi dan sore. Saya minum kopi setiap pagi dan sore, which means I drink coffee every morning and afternoon. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Minumannya apa, Pak?
Saya ingin jus alpukat dan air putih.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Kutunggu kau pulang.
jua datang. Tak ingin ku duga-duga hal buruk tentangmu. Namun tak ku sangka
listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from Maluku entitled Kole Kole. In the traditional language of Maluku, Kole Kole is a name of a typical shape of Maluku which has a double outrigger. The lyrics of the song are like a poem. The sampire mentions the Kole Kole and Arumbai boats which are blown by the north wind, while the content of the poem narrate about coconut milk and sweet foods. Well, listener, here is the song Kole Kole by Andy Tillman. Happy listening!
Kole Kole Arumbai Tambah santan dengan gula sudah terlalu manis. my colleague. Tambah santan dengan gula, sure terlalu manis. Manis, manis, sure terlalu manis. Tambah santan dengan gula, sure terlalu manis.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bagiku kamulah duniaku, semua ku berikan hanya untukmu. Aku menyayangimu, apa kau tak sayang aku? Kau tak pernah menyadari itu, cinta ini ku beri hanya untukmu. Tapi semudah itu kau tinggalkan semua melukai. Kau tutup kisah cinta kita saat ku sedang sayang-sayangnya. Apa ada dia yang lain yang beri semua yang ku tak punya? Kau tepikan kisah cinta kita. Kau tutup
Berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Sampai kapan aku harus menunggu sesuatu yang sangat sulit untuk ku jalani. Hidup dalam kesendirian sepi tanpamu. Kadang ku berpikir cari penggantimu saat kau jauh di sana. Gelisah sesaat saja tiada kabarmu ku curiga. Entah penantianku takkan sia-sia. Dan berikan satu jawaban pasti.
entah sampai kapan aku harus bertahan. Saat kau jauh di sana rasa cemburu merasuk ke dalam pikiranku melayang. Tak tentu arah tentang dirimu, apakah sama yang kau rasakan? Walau raga kita terpisah jauh, namun hati kita selalu dekat. Bila kau rindu pejamkan matamu dan rasakan aku. Kekuatan cinta kita takkan pernah rapuh, terhapus ruang dan waktu. Percayakan kesetiaan ini pada ketulusan situ.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz. And website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @voinindonesia, email voi@voinews.id.